Jesus is stripped of his clothing. No care and no dignity is given to you now, Jesus. Even your clothes are taken. You have nothing left to give except suffering and your final breaths. When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his clothes and divided them into four parts, one for each soldier. They also took his tunic. Now the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from the top. So they said to one another, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it to see who will get it." This was to fulfill the scripture that says, "They divided my clothes among themselves, and for my clothing they cast lots." And this is what the soldiers did, in reference in John 19. "Jesus, I want to follow you all this journey, but I cannot watch this. I must turn away as you are humiliated. You came into this world amid celebration and anticipation, angels sang in the heavens to celebrate your birth as a child. Magi from the east paid homage to you as a king. The people followed you by the thousands as you taught on the hillsides of Galilee. They wanted to make you king. Just a few days ago, the crowds followed you in the streets of Jerusalem, singing praises to God. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Yet now you are forced to suffer the worst of human indignity. You stand alone as the soldiers strip from you the last thing you possess and play games to see who will claim it. Just yesterday, you removed your cloak and laid it aside to wash your disciples' feet. You called them to follow your example as a symbol of humility and to serve others. Now you allow others to strip you of your clothes. You allow them to publicly disgrace and ridicule you. You are left with nothing, not even human decency. Are you still trying to teach us something about what it means to serve others? Is your surrender to such degradation a model for how we are to live in the world as your followers? I don't like such an idea. I would rather walk with you into Jerusalem with the praise of the people ringing around my ears than to risk such humiliation. I want to follow you, but is this really what you mean to be a follower? That I must lay aside everything and risk this kind of degradation? And yet, that is exactly what you are doing. Oh Lord, forgive me for wanting to take the path of glory and reward. Forgive me for my selfishness and wants to serve you in easy ways and seeks the reward of others' praise. Lord, teach me the humility of spirit that replaces self-centeredness with a sacrificial spirit. Make me vulnerable so that I might follow your example. Help me to see those around me who are in need. Give me the courage to lay aside the things that I use to hide from their need and find ways to minister to others as you have shown us.